your Dirt and Sprague.
Do you trust someone who doesn't like a Pop-Tart?
Dirt.
Can I give you a hot take that might make people look at me and call me an idiot? I think Pop-Tarts are disgusting.
Sprague.
I used to raw dog Pop-Tarts religiously.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm anti-Pop-Tart.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three, Dirt and Sprague here, Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday to you. The YouTube chat is extra spicy today.
Is it?
Seems like everybody's all ready to go on a Monday.
What are we spicy about?
I love giving a take and then glancing over and seeing how it is interpreted to saying, I think Kevin Calabro's got great pipes. He's been a great play-by-play guy for a long time, one of the best national voices. I just said I'm not losing sleep if he's not back, I hate everything about Kevin Calabro.
He'll always be
and everything
Sonics
associated with the city of Seattle, and that's why I hate him, because
he's
associated with Seattle.
Yeah, I was living up there when they were making their run to the – he was great. Awesome.
I used to have to run early in my days here. We used to have to run NBA playoff games on the board, and Kevin Calabro was the ESPN radio voice for NBA games. I've listened to so many Kevin Calabro games, I don't even know where to begin to count, and he is an awesome voice. I'll be okay. My fandom will not die if Kevin Calabro's not back.
Could be some big shakeups in the broadcasting department.
There's going to be big shakeups.
I hope some of our friends are back.
I do,
is
too.
What I would say to them.
Never want to see people lose their jobs, and I hope that people don't get fired. And Kevin Calabro, for all we know, if he is gone, somebody said he was out on center court taking selfies with his wife, too, after the game.
I kind of more wonder, it's not so much the team. I mean, there might be, like, some behind the scenes of, like, hey.
We're paying how much for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could pay somebody to do this for half the cost. Okay, I'll just save $1 million.
My vibe was more like.
He's 69 going on 70, dude. Yeah.
I think this is the right time. The change of ownership, maybe got wind of they want to reevaluate everything. He's like, this is the time.
If he's 51 doing the picture thing, I'm like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, that's a little weird.
And I'm not, Swag's probably right on the, I'm picking something up. I just don't know if the selfies and photos, like,
I don't know if that's it.
If he's retiring or leaving,
could do it every
year.
Him
wanting a selfie with Dame and Lamar wanting a picture with him and KC and Dame would make sense if you're not working with a guy again.
Without a doubt. It totally would.
I hear what you're saying. We don't always need to entertain the fact that people misinterpret you saying you'd be okay if they went a different way.
I will survive as a fan. I will be all right.
Yeah.
There will not be outrage. I will not scream into a microphone.
You will not be shedding a sentimental tear.
I think you will still watch the team next year if they replace him.
I will.
To all the people getting mad at you for whatever reason.
And to my hatred of a city, I have no issue with Elise Woodward being the voice of the Portland Fire.
No. I text her congrats.
Elise
Woodward's really excited.
I've met her a handful of times. She's always on the sideline when Washington's
very
in town.
Nice.
Their draft is today, so we can get into that a little bit, who they're going to take. You just got me excited about a mock draft. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah, ESPN's last mock draft before the picks start tonight.
What time does the draft start tonight?
5?
4:30. So I think they're doing, it's called the orange the orange carpet.
Okay.
At 4.
For the dub.
And then 4:30, somebody goes on the clock. Let me see.
Do they call it the dub? Is that what they call it?
Can
I call it the
Dallas
dub?
Wings.
I don't think it's regularly used
referred
as
to
the
as
dub,
the dub.
But yeah, sure. Right. That works.
The Dallas Wings have the first pick again.
Oh, okay. And we have the
seventh.
That's right. We lost the coin flip.
Seven. Okay. Now, they made a deal during the expansion draft with the Sky, so they have the second pick in the second round, which is pick 17.
To not pick up one of their players,
correct,
in the expansion draft?
So they have 7, 17, and 37.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll get you. I mean, you know me. I don't know a lot of names, so
that's
I will let you educate me at some point.
I hope we take the gal out of UCLA, Gabby Jaquez.
The gal that I want's not coming out yet.
Crooks
is coming back for another year. Now, I'm hoping she goes to Oregon, but that she's still number one on my big board, but I got to wait another
Oregon's
year.
Oregon's going to need some NIL money
For old
Audi Crooks.
It'd just be really funny for me going back to the Dame trade when I was like, I'm in the Jaime hive. If now I could be rooting for Jaime's sister, who just won a national championship.
Yes, you could. He's been a good NBA player, too, right?
He's been fine, yeah.
He's been fine, yeah. Good little part. Well, we do have a lot still to get to in the show. I got a couple of football things in my notes, including what does this do for one guy's draft status? How did this just get released? What was going on there?
Did you see a football player take a huge stray at the Masters yesterday?
No.
Everybody had an image of Justin Rose putting for the Masters, and they basically put Lamar Jackson on the green.
I mean, he's got a U.S. Open. That's a major.
Why Lamar over Josh?
Yeah, what is the reasoning there?
Neither one's been in the Super Bowl.
Josh has been to more AFC Championship games,
I'm
right?
I'm a huge fan of both,
I think.
I'm kind of torn on this.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for both of them. It is, yeah, it's unfortunate. But it's the same thing as Rory. Like, we're going to do this until they win one, and then everybody's just going to shut up.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's, remember when Eli wasn't a leader and couldn't win, and then he won two. But let's get to the rest of this. Now, we'll have more time, obviously, throughout the week for the parts of it that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Let me throw at you, what is the most exciting matchup that we will get this coming weekend? The NBA playoff format is out, or most of the matchups are out outside of 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7.
Yeah.
Because we got to see who wins the play-ins. And I think the Blazers will win tomorrow and get the 7 seed, but I digress. So what we know so far, you have the Knicks hosting the Hawks, the red hot and rolling in the second half Atlanta Hawks and the 3-6 in the East. You have Cleveland hosting Toronto. Mm-hmm. Toronto's kind of flying under the radar this year. I don't know how long they'll last. But the Harden experiment, they traded for him. Like, will that work out for you? We'll see. Cleveland's hosting Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And in the West, you have Denver versus Minnesota in the 3 versus 6 and a shorthanded Lakers team versus a shorthanded Houston Rockets team. There seems like an obvious answer here, but I will allow the floor to you. Most exciting first-round matchup that we know is?
Knicks-Hawks.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More so than Denver, Minnesota?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Minnesota's fraudulent. I think Minnesota's going to be out quick.
Okay.
I think their nucleus sucks. I think they want to make a trade. I think they tried to make a trade, and they didn't execute the trade.
What happened
to
Baby Jordan? He's not Baby Jordan anymore?
Well,
he can't lift him up?
He hasn't really been playing.
I know he's been banged up.
I think he's going to be healthy enough to play, and I think he's been holding him.
Jokic owns Gobert.
He's got a whole week now, though, to get ready, because they don't play till next weekend.
Yeah, I understand. There's a backstory between these two teams, because the Timberwolves a couple seasons ago had that weird, wild comeback in Game 7, and everyone's like, what just happened?
They've been to back-to-back conference finals when nobody picked them to go to back-to-back conference finals.
Yeah, I understand. I'm more
excited
for Atlanta.
Nuggets are on a heater, 12 game winning streak to finish the season. Gordon's healthy.
I just think we're destined to get Nuggets Spurs round two. That's going to be a juggernaut of juggernaut matchups. I think in round one, when you give me like excitement, like I love watching Jokic and the Nuggets play, and Edwards is obviously exciting. I do think Atlanta New York is going to be a great series.
Yeah.
And
when
it's kind of interesting.
Made
CJ's
the Trae Young
him.
Trade. They figured it out.
They upgraded. CJ McCollum has been really good for them.
Be a pretty big comedic factor in that if New York is to lose in the first round
Knicks
of the playoffs.
And the Knicks were spotty down the stretch.
Did you see what the Knicks did yesterday, by the way? We had some shenanigans yesterday.
They played Mikal Bridges 23 seconds. I saw
23
that.
23 seconds.
Because he's got, a game played streak that they wanted to keep alive.
Shouldn't count.
It should not count.
No. There should be what is the minimum minutes requirement that a player should play if you're going to keep a streak?
10. Bare minimum 10.
10 minutes?
10 minutes and not going. Single-digit minutes does not count.
So Desmond Bane, also shenanigans. The Magic played him in the first half, sat him because they wanted him to play all 82, and then they actually had to bring him back late because the Celtics with nobody
were
pushing him, beat him.
They're G League guys.
They beat him.
Baylor Shireman was torching him.
Hugo Gonzalez from three. Like,
and they had a chance to jump out of the play-in, right? Orlando did?
Yes.
Technically, they could have jumped into the 6th seed and been
the
out.
They're going to end up the 8th seed.
Yeah, now you got to play Philly.
They blew it.
Yeah.
They had
shenanigans.
The Celtics had three guys have career highs.
That's what you get.
Our boy Garza from Iowa had a career high.
Luka
Shireman
Garza
had 30.
Now, Luka Garza's in the NBA.
I'll say this. We did a lot on the Blazers and recapping their season. I know we're going to get to tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling for them to win, not just because of the hometown team, not just for the show's sake. I'm pulling for them tomorrow because with all due respect to Oklahoma City, who very well could repeat this year and has no signs to me of looking like they're going to suddenly slow down, I want to see how they match up in a playoff series and what it looks like, even though I think I know how it's going to go.
Against San Antonio?
That team.
Yeah?
That's the team.
Really?
Yeah. 7'5", alien freak. Rookie point guard who's already surpassed your fourth-year point guard. Stephon Castle, rookie of the year, looking like he's taking an all-NBA step this year. De'Aaron Fox, all-star
nice.
That helped lead the Kings to the playoffs. Like. Yeah. I care a lot about the Thunder.
Then you got Champagny and Keldon Johnson coming off the bench.
Tons of role guys. Harrison Barnes is the
veteran.
Their
role guys just beat us. Carter
Bryant was a highlight show yesterday.
Like I want them to raise.
On Jokic.
I want their bar to be that team. And I want to see what
how
it looks
big
like
the
in
gap
the series.
Is.
Yeah, see what the gap is. Yeah. And then say, what is our takeaway for how we can get better against that team? It's not that the Thunder don't matter.
Sure.
It's that the matchups with the Spurs, because of that freak, it makes everything so much harder, and I just want to see that.
Yeah, I mean, I will continue to acknowledge and admit that I am rooting for them to lose the next two games because I just think it serves you a better purpose long term to be in the draft lottery. But they're not it's a moot point because they're not going to, and they're not going to tank the games. I'm not asking them to do that. So I mean, there is a world exists where they lose to Phoenix tomorrow night, and then Steph gets hot or whoever it might be, or Kawhi, and beats you in that spot. And at that point, I'll say that's great as a fan because that's the best long term strategy for you.
That's the silver lining of a disappointing finish.
Without a doubt. If there's any silver lining to winning tomorrow night and becoming the seventh seed, it is getting a clear picture of, all right, you were 19-13 in your last, you know, whatever that is, 30-something games. Mm-hmm. But I went through some of the nuance of it and who you beat and what the games that were on your schedule, and you beat a lot of really bad teams in the back half of the year. For those who want to buy into that, then point to, well, how do you stack up against San Antonio?
Yeah.
Because if that series is a four-game sweep and they dominate you in all four games, try and focus over here. Mm-hmm. If they dominate all four games, I would hope that would serve as a reminder to people of,
right,
this is where we're actually at, and we shouldn't get over our skis about wins over Memphis. Now, I will also grant you the ability that they could, hey, maybe you win a game or two, and you come out of the series and you say, look at that. You know, look, you got Wemby. We're never going to catch you there.
If you lose in five to a team like the Spurs.
Lose in five and be competitive in every game of the series, maybe it gives you some reassurance going into the offseason, but that's the only silver lining to me in making the playoffs. I still think the best long-term play is to not, but that's a moot point because I think they're going to win.
Well, I was at the Hoop Summit this weekend. I didn't go to the Kings game, but I went to the Hoop Summit for the men's and the women's game, and like that event's interesting in itself because when it's like a great crop of players, it gets okay full. But like, I'm almost wondering if they should move that event to the Memorial Coliseum.
Was it pretty sparse?
There were so many people sitting where their tickets
were. Who's the biggest name
this year?
Yeah,
probably the Stokes kid from Rainier Beach.
Okay. Because you had DeBonta last year, right? Boozer played.
Yeah, Boozer played. Yeah.
So you had these big guys who we all
knew. It was much more star-packed. You had two of the top three players in this year's draft playing in that game. Anyways, my point was, I was sitting in that and I was thinking, just looking around, this arena hasn't even felt playoff energy in 4 years.
No, been a long time.
And so I still think they have a lot to build on with their roster. I'd love to see where they feel like their big needs are taking on a team like the Spurs. But just acknowledging the city and the fan side, it'll be great to have the Moda Center rocking for playoff basketball.
You know,
they're not going to win that series. No. I have them losing in 4 or 5 anyway. But to just experience the noise and the excitement of having like actual playoff basketball again, it'll be great for the city. The city needs that right now.
Could use it.
So whether they win the series to compete, like I don't have a lot of high hopes for that. But I do want them to go against the Spurs. I want them to win that series, not just because I'm rooting for it. I just think it's pivotal for their rebuild to look at that team specifically.
Be able to look in the mirror afterwards
and say, all right, this is what that team with that freak did to us. How can we go forward? What do we need to address? What do we the Thunder are no doubt also going to do that to you, probably sweep you.
Yeah, if you lose tomorrow.
But the Thunder are weird because they're going to have to move guys. They're going to have to trade off guys because they can't pay everybody. They can't keep all these picks. They're deep. They're like 10, 11 deep. But it's always going to be SGA-led, so point guard-led. He's a big point guard. And, like, wings. Chet's good. Chet's really good. He might win DPOY if Wemby wasn't eligible. But I look at the Spurs as just, like, a behemoth of a problem because of that guy specifically.
Yeah, there's nothing you could do.
So I hope that they win because I want to see them raise their roster, and I think they should be holding it against that franchise probably more so than any other. And that sounds crazy considering the one seed might win back-to-back titles.
I got to follow up on a team you talked about in that segment of why is it different this year from last year. So we'll get to that a little bit. And also, he was finally fired. They finally fired him maybe 2.5 years too late, but a guy got fired this weekend.
Well, did he?
We'll talk about that and what it means long-term for that organization next on The Fan. Well, I asked the most interesting first-round playoff series because we know some of the matchups, right? 3, 6, 4, 5. Some of it, not the complete picture.
Is there any play-in prediction, like, matchups that you'd be excited about in the East or the West? Like, we'd be excited about the Spurs, but not from a we're going to win the series standpoint to just have Wemby in Portland for playoff games.
Yeah, I would say no. Charlotte making it and playing Detroit potentially in the first round.
They might lose to the Heat and then 9.
They very well could. 10? You know, you got to win first, right, to get in.
Yeah.
That would probably be the only one, just because I know Cunningham is back, but, you know, is he at 100%? Is there a little rust there?
Embiid's gone now for the year with the injury.
Yeah, I mean, I think Orlando's going to beat Philly, but we just saw them lose to the shorthanded Celtics yesterday, so let alone the healthy Celtics. Like, that has not been a great season for Orlando after the all-in move for Desmond Bain, and so you're only a playoff team in the East. They got worse from where they were last year.
Yeah, I just think 1-2 in the West, there's just not a matchup that, like, some people might sell themselves on Steph Curry against the Thunder, and I'm like, cool, 24 points per game in the series, and they lose in four.
He could get you hot, maybe win you a game. He's not doing that for a seven-game series.
Last night. They couldn't beat the Clippers.
Very true. but you mentioned something, because I think when I looked at it just on the surface level, I'm like, damn, Denver and Minnesota, that's a fun series.
Yeah.
Right? Gobert and Jokic, and I got Anthony Edwards, who's been this great playoff performer.
There's
been
history there.
Right, he's been banged up later in the year. I get it, but I find it interesting, and I'm certainly just as guilty of this, and I'm a huge Jokic guy, you know me, so I'm not necessarily picking Minnesota to win. I'm curious what is different in your mind about Minnesota this year than last year? Because last year they went in, and I just had it in front of me. I believe they had literally the same record.
I think they were the sixth seed last
49
year.
49 and 33, yeah. Literally the same record. They were 49 and 33 this year, same seed, same record, and they played the Lakers in the first round. Now, it was a closer gap between LA, and there was only a game separating the two. Mm-hmm. And Luka played in the series. They dominated it. They won in five, and then they beat the Golden State Warriors in five, who were a play-in team who pulled off that big upset against Houston in the first round of the playoffs. So the pathway might be a little bit different, right? Because you got Denver right out of the gate. So maybe it's as simple as that. I'm just curious. Minnesota has been that team the last 2 years where they've just kind of – nobody's really talked about them coming into the playoffs. I remember even last year, the majority of the conversation around that L.A.-Minnesota series was on Luka was a Laker. Oh, my God, Luka just went to the finals with Dallas.
And he had beaten
Luka
them.
Just beat Minnesota in the conference finals. And then they smoked him in the series, and it wasn't competitive. So is it about the opponent, or is it more of a fear of what maybe Minnesota just has kind of lost the magic rabbit's foot out of their pocket?
Yes. Both of them. I think Denver, with Gordon back now, and they've certainly had some close calls, right? Almost losing to Portland at home, being down by 18. Like, you know, that's a thing. But Jokic is the best player in basketball.
He's incredible.
Right? Like, if he's not, he's right there, 1-2, whatever you want to put him. So they got him. They got Gordon back now. Murray's had an All-NBA season. I just look at Denver as a team that is destined to play San Antonio in round two.
Yeah.
And I know that Minnesota, I picked Denver to win that series, and Minnesota stunned them in game seven. I also understand that they got to the conference finals with largely the same team. They've lost Alexander Walker. He's in Atlanta now, and he's playing really well for the Atlanta Hawks, which is another interesting part of the Knicks-Hawks series.
Yeah.
And I just think when you have a team like this, that it's like it's Ant Edwards, and then who's their second best player? Is it Randall?
Rotates probably on any given night
Gobert,
for them. DiVincenzo can be it occasionally.
Maybe Naz Reid goes off in a game, right? Yeah. Like, they have Jade McDaniels can go crazy. They've got pieces. They've got some dudes. They also went all in on all reports for Giannis at the deadline, and they didn't do it.
Couldn't pull it off.
I tend to believe that everybody in that locker room knows that if they fall short, that when they fall short, it's going to get kind of blown up. And so there's just a vibe to me. It's not to say that it's impossible. I don't view them the same way. Ant Edwards missing the X amount of last couple games of the season, not playing a large stretch of the back half here. I just feel a lot differently about them this year than I felt about last year. I liked them to beat LA last year, even with the Luka stuff, and that was certainly a narrative. But you went into that Golden State series, and I kind of was like, I think I'm still going to take Minnesota.
Well, Golden State was a 7 seed, too. It's a little bit different pathway this year.
Right. So, to me, making the conference finals last year wasn't shocking, given the matchups that they got. I just think this year, getting Denver round one, like, Denver's ready to go to the West Finals. They beat San Antonio last night, but go back a week ago, they had a great real game where everybody went all in to play.
And they beat them.
And they beat them.
It's a game winner.
They came back in that game and beat them in overtime. And so that was a great matchup. And so I think they're looking forward to that one. Minnesota's got some dudes, but it just feels off with them this year more so than it has the last couple of years, despite them being the same seed with the same record.
Be an interesting team to watch, I think, in the postseason, because if they don't, to your point, get there, that likely will signal some sort of an aggressive move this offseason. And if they do, then you're also in that. Like, if you get back to the conference finals somehow, some way, I don't know who they would play in the second round. Because does the NBA reseed, or is it bracket style? We haven't been in the playoffs a long time.
I'm blanking on that. Because the NFL recedes. I keep going to the NFL.
I feel like the NBA doesn't recede because Minnesota was the 6th seed and they got to play Golden State, the 7th seed in the second round of the playoffs. But that's also kind of
they are not receded.
Okay. Yeah. So if you get an upset, maybe you get somebody random. Yeah. It could be Portland after our upset of San Antonio in the first round.
Yeah.
So I'll be curious. They're an interesting team to keep an eye on because Zane Edwards is such a fun young player to watch. We also had the news over the weekend. Shockingly, I know this one took me aback. I spit out my water when it happened. Doc Rivers is no longer the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks.
I mean, one of the more useless runs in organizational history. And when they end up trading Giannis this summer to God knows where.
His comments again after the game yesterday were like, have I played my last game in a Buck uniform? I don't know. You tell me. I have no control over the situation.
I'm available.
They didn't let me play.
I love that dude. I just wish he'd come out and say what he's obviously saying behind the scenes.
Say it with your chest.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here anymore. And we don't have a chance to win. I want a championship.
He doesn't have any control over the situation.
Get out of here.
Stop it.
I know. And I think he's actually lost a lot of fans going through this the way that he has.
Yes.
That being said, like that organization's entire decision in the most pivotal spot after losing to an 8-seeded Miami Heat team and Jimmy Butler was to then trade Drew Holiday, who was pretty pivotal in winning the series against the Suns for the title, firing their head coach, Budenholzer, and then going through a series of, let's hire Adrian Griffin, who's then going to fire my lead assistant before the season starts because of a stupid practice riff, who then gets fired, and then they hire who? The guy who's supposed to be like an advisor to Adrian Griffin and the Bucks. And then they keep him for 3 seasons?
3 years.
I thought when they picked him, they were going to just pick him for the season and then just restart?
Yeah. And they lost in the first round of the playoffs the first 2 years.
And they just kept going. And then they bought out Dame. They've stretched his contract to 2030. Like, have fun paying $22.5 million to 2030. Yep. You went in as desperation. You added Miles Turner. Their draft picks have been nothing but busts in the Giannis like title window.
When was the last time they drafted a good player?
Dude, I brought that up in Milwaukee. Like their picks have been terrible. And they're like, well, yeah, there's more to it. It's like, okay, but their picks have been terrible.
Yeah, let's make Giannis the villain like it's all his fault.
It's a what not to do if you're an organization with a superstar player. Now, the Giannis conversation is going to pick up steam, especially once Portland loses in the playoffs. And we're going to have debates on this, man, but his games played. Like, go look at Giannis's games played in his last whatever games or seasons, I should say. It's a real debate of, like,
he's flirting with the 65-game limit, it feels like, every year.
Oh, I mean,
this year he was probably below it, but I don't know off the top of my head.
So he's got 36 this year, 67, 73, 67, 67, 61, 63.
Now, to be fair to him, how many games, if they had allowed him to play because he said he was cleared, how many could he have picked up at the back half of the year?
I want to say 6 or 7.
Okay. So it's not a ton, but you're over 40 or over half of the year. Yeah.
He's only played 80 games. So I know 82 is a lot, but he's only played 80 games 3 times in his career.
Right.
He's played over 72. It looks like 7.
Yeah.
He's in year 13.
I mean, the biggest issue for me is still the games played thing is totally valid. I think this year was a unique example where they were trying to tank and then he was, you know, it just was a weird situation all around. It's the idea that he's on an expiring contract. Like, that's the big...
Well, it's also the injury history. The calf strain. Sure. Is something going
to
happen
there? Are you going to give up everything to go get a guy who's not going to sign an extension with you? And I don't think we're going to be the Toronto Raptors next season. And the Toronto Raptors only won a championship because everybody on Golden State got hurt in that NBA Finals.
Any team.
Right. And they don't...
$300 million contract to a guy who might not play?
Then you're all of a sudden... It's tough. It's not an easy answer to have.
I'll have to wait and see on that one. But yeah, just hilarious how bad they have handled that situation. Keep Doc. I can't believe they kept him for this season.
I can't believe they kept him after the first year. They lost in the first round of the playoffs when Giannis got hurt and Dame was the only one healthy. And then they brought him back for another year. And then Dame got hurt and Giannis was the only one healthy. And they lost again. And then this year it just was a disaster. Like, fire him at the halfway point of the year. What are we holding on to him for?
How are we going to talk about Doc Rivers as a coach in the NBA? I think we're going to talk about him like we talk about Lenny Wilkins.
A guy who benefited from one of the biggest offseason swings in the history of the NBA, and his days were numbered as a head coach, and had they not pulled off that move and acquired Allen and KG, I mean, that was his only championship.
He's also maybe an ACL injury away from 2 titles, because I still maintain if Kendrick Perkins doesn't tear his ACL in that series, I think they win that second one.
Very well could be.
Because that was a game 7, Kobe played like dog crap. and they just had no answer down low for Gasol.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I mean, there's argument to be made. He reeked to me of a guy who was a dead man walking and then got an injection of life.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it led to him getting coaching opportunities for the rest of his career.
Because so I think
he's disappointed everywhere else.
I think he's modern day Lenny Wilkins.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair. Got a title. You got to give him credit for that.
Tons
he won
of
one,
wins.
Right? Lots of dubs over the years.
Yeah.
But he's officially out. The Giannis thing probably has come to an end in Milwaukee. I can't wait for that storyline to unravel throughout the entirety of the offseason. How about this bombshell? How was this not in the news previously, and what does it do to his draft stock? We'll talk about that now. Hey, it's the guy who survived the vampire attack in Sinners. Finally saw that movie.
We're not getting into this.
I finally saw it.
Unbelievable.
I mean, you know, it's just a vampire movie. Buddy Guy at the end was great.
Wait, are you asking if it's a vampire movie?
It just was another vampire.
Literally all about vampires.
I just said it was another vampire movie. It's another vampire movie.
Yeah, you didn't think it was good.
It was fine.
No, fine means not good. You're just like,
fine means it's not the best picture.
It didn't win best picture.
It shouldn't have been up for best picture.
But you didn't watch any of the other nominees.
I don't need to see anymore. Okay? That's okay. All I needed to see. All right. Okay. Good music. Right. Buddy Guy at the end. Michael B. Jordan. He played two characters.
Yeah.
Good little movie. Good little movie. Okay? Good little movie. How did this stay covered up for the last 2 years? Unless I was just living under a rock and this had already been reported, but I never saw any of this.
Okay.
One of the top picks in the NFL draft, or supposed to be top picks in the NFL draft, was involved in a car accident in 2024 in which a passenger later died because of injuries. He was driving the car, happened around 4 a.m.
Yep.
No charges were ever filed. No field sobriety test was done. Again, this happened at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the player is Reuben Bain Jr. of Miami. Now, he was driving an SUV. 4 a.m., they rear-ended another car. There were two other football players in the car with him, and then a 22-year-old woman from Georgia who was the one that went on to pass away.
Yeah.
Rear-ended the other car. It veered into a concrete barrier. The girl was in a coma for 3 months before she eventually died.
Yep.
And again, I will look. He was cited at the time of the incident because he was driving the car and somebody went into a coma and ended up dying. They never gave him a field sobriety test, and the charges were eventually dropped prior to the person passing away. The family has come out and said, "We wish him the best as he continues his life," and it was a tragic accident. But this is, I mean, these things come out around draft time, and this is one that I'm sure will have some sort of impact on his draft stock. I was just wondering, how was this never, he was a known player 2 years ago, maybe not to the level of a top, you know, 10, 15 draft pick in the NFL, but he's been a known guy for a while, and I never heard a whiff of this.
Nobody had. This was in 2024. Should be noted, so the gal who ended up passing away was in a coma for 3 months, and then she died. Her family came out and actually didn't want to press charges and wished him well and, like, hope, you know, was rooting for him to get over something like this that tragically happened. Look, speculation is one thing, and maybe more details were to come, but I read about this last night. I also didn't know this happened. I'm not saying this is absolutely nothing. When somebody dies, it's something. It just also, like, no charges were pressed on
him. Well, I just find
him.
It fascinating that no field sobriety test was done. If you're driving around at 4 a.m., my mind goes places, and maybe he would have been completely clean, and there was no issue there whatsoever.
Her
How do you
family,
not do a field sobriety test in that moment?
Yeah, but her family coming out and saying what they said made me kind of go the opposite way of maybe it was just like a super late hang, and they were going home at a really late time, and
I mean, it could be. Yeah.
Bad stuff happened. It's not nothing. It's obviously worth mentioning because, to your point, he's probably a top 10 pick.
I mean, Jalen Carter had this stuff out of Georgia, and he went from being it felt like surefire lock at the top of the first round to where did he end up going to Philly?
I think 10th.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but also, like,
ninth overall.
The teams have known about this.
Sure. Now, now it's public knowledge.
I'm not saying it's nothing. I just don't know if this is really impacting anything in terms of his draft stock. The Jalen Carter thing was interesting, too, because you remember that involved reckless driving and speeding, whereas with this, he obviously rear-ended somebody and then hit a barrier, but, like, there was no report of that.
Right.
So, like, I'm not saying there's nothing here, but...
I just, anytime something like this happens with a big-time athlete, I'm not saying he shouldn't be drafted or also, end his NFL career.
I hate to ask this. Why did this just come out?
That's what I'm, like,
what
how
team
is this...
weirdly just leaked this in yes. hopes that he fell, which is just, like, the gross part
how
of the
How was
draft.
This not... Every time a Georgia player gets arrested for any sort of driving infraction, I was going 8 miles an hour over the speed limit. It's a national headline, and we make fun of Georgia.
They're usually not eight. It's usually 30.
I get it, but I'm just pointing out the yeah. fact that somebody died in this instance. Now, it didn't happen in the moment or the night of. It happened 3 months later, but yeah. somebody was in a coma in the immediate aftermath of this. He was a known football player from Miami, and there wasn't a blip on anybody's radar.
It's a weird story.
How? Like, that's well, all I'm asking. How was there not a field sobriety test, and how was this not on anybody's radar?
I know. You wonder, like, how a Thamel or a Feldman, like, how not one... I mean, maybe we missed it, but when Oregon, I read the story, yeah. people, like, all over the league
right.
had not known about this.
Like, huh? What? This is it's eerily similar to the Laramie Tunsil,
the weed mask.
The weed mask, yeah. like out of somebody's, like, where did that come from? Who's right. Somebody trying to tank his draft stock? What's yeah. the reasoning for this? And it tanked his draft stock.
Yeah.
He's been a really good tackle and a really good player. So is Jalen Carter. So, I mean, the sick part of this is that it might end up leading somebody to get a good value on Reuben Bain. And I'm sure NFL teams would tell you they're more concerned about his arm length than they are this issue that he might or did not face legally off the field.
You imagine he's going to, if he hasn't already this morning, he's going to send out some kind of statement, if not talk, sure. and be like, hey, this happened. This was a terrible time in my life. He's going to say the right things.
That's a tragic incident, yeah. We'll never have the complete
story to
picture.
Talk about because somebody died, but like I also don't think this is going to change where he's drafted personally.
No, somebody did in the Jalen Carter situation. And
I know.
He slipped, what, 5 spots, but it wasn't like he fell out of the first round.
His punishment was slipping 5 spots.
Going to the Philadelphia Eagles yeah. and winning a Super Bowl. That
yes.
was his punishment.
And then spitting in Dak Prescott's face.
And then on opening night of the NFL season.
Yeah, never forget.
Never forget. Yeah. Let's get educated on a topic that we should know more about, and we'll do it next on The Fan. All right, we'll play a fun over-under game coming up top of the hour. How many will he get? We'll ask that question. Also, who wins more? That is right around the corner. We'll get back into the Blazers a little bit in the final hour of the show as well. But there is something big locally going on tonight, and thanks to these two fine gentlemen, you alerted me to the fact that tonight is the mm-hmm. WNBA draft. It is here.
We got the fire.
The idea of them basically not existing to going from not existing to playing games in like 6 weeks yeah, is still blowing
crazy,
my mind a little
it?
Bit. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Swivel.
I've followed some of the offseason stuff. I know Angel Reese got traded. I know some former Ducks were teamed up back in New York. Mm. I saw Plum sign a contract that was a team-friendly deal, discounted deal to stay. They're getting up to $1 million now in this new CBA, this
yeah,
max contract.
I think $1.2 million or $1.3 million.
I've seen some of those
max,
numbers thrown out there. Mm-hmm. So, like, I've been trying to follow a little bit more because I know we got a team around the yeah. horizon, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend at all to know anything about the players available in the WNBA draft tonight. So, mm-hmm. as people who know, mm-hmm. what are we rooting for? Who is the steal with the 7th overall pick?
I don't know how you define steal.
Who do we want to go get?
Well, like,
we got somebody in the NBA yeah. draft, right? Like, we all kind of end up landing on a target. You're like, Swags last year was Carter Bryant, which, by the way, over the last week,
sure,
looking pretty solid.
We
talked about a local product, but we decided to go, you know, Chinese big who can't play.
I'd really be happy if they got Gabby Jaquez. I think she's a great do-it-all okay. player, and when you're starting a franchise from nothing, I think you need one of those.
Where does she play? Is she a UCLA gal?
She's UCLA, okay. UCLA. She's Jaime shooting guard.
You could also look at somebody who's pretty popular, and look, this isn't the way you should operate, but also I kind of can't blame teams. Flaje Johnson's a top 6-7 prospect in this draft.
Mm-hmm.
She's super popular. She's already got all the commercial stuff.
I'd love to have a Johnson last name jersey. I might go buy one.
She's going to bring some spice if you draft her. She's okay. going to be out there. She'll have commercials.
Yeah. She's from
LSU.
LSU, okay.
Yeah. So you can go that route.
Yeah, Kim Mulkey sitting courtside for a game, sporting a former player. Come on, Kim. Come on the show.
I don't think Kim Mulkey.
I don't know if she'll play
gonna make
well
it out
in
here.
Portland.
Yeah, she probably.
What's interesting to me,
say
I know
a prayer
side note,
for her coming out to our burning down city.
Side note: do you know who's back on ESPN's Mock at One?
No.
Continues to be an interesting one.
Oh,
Paige's girlfriend.
Oh, now do they have? Does she? Do they have the number one overall pick?
The Wings have the number one pick. And
so
right
do you
now,
take
yeah.
the current...
AZ Fudd is
they were
projected
to take the chick, the lady from Spain, Awa Pham.
Uh-huh.
She's 6'4", so she's kind of a big. But Fudd is back on the mock as number one.
Now, if you're the GM of that team...
I'm very conflicted.
Do you want the dynamic or do you not want the dynamic?
Other teams have gone through this already.
Could be bad.
A lot of teams have gone through the love triangle of team, but we're dating, and some of them had to break it up.
And if they
for a breakup,
if they get married though, like if this is a long term thing here,
can you imagine trading her wife?
Well, then you're keeping your star player happy.
You are.
Did Beckers have a good year?
Great year.
Lived up to the hype.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just giving my opinion.
Ooh, give me a take. Give me WNBA take.
She did not garner the ratings the way that Clark did. I thought she had a better rookie year.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think she is right in line to be better than Caitlin Clark.
Ooh.
That's my take.
I don't know where my spicy
That's
drop
okay.
is. I was looking for it. Oh. That was a pretty spicy.
I love me some Paige Beckers.
That was a pretty spicy take. I liked
it. I don't know
oh,
if
here
it's
it is.
Spicy.
Spicy.
Yeah. Not spicy.
I mean, Caitlin didn't play a lot last year. She got hurt.
Yeah, but to say she was better than her rookie year. Because her rookie year, she played a ton, right? Last year was year two for Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin was really good her rookie year. Yeah. I just thought Paige was better.
Hey, bring the heat, dude. I love it.
No, right now the ESPN mock, the last mock, has the Portland Fire taking Raven Johnson.
Oh, we got two Johnson potentials.
The point
she
guard
was good for
from
Don Staley.
South Carolina.
Okay. Either way, I don't know if I've ever had the opportunity to buy a Johnson Blazer jersey.
Ooh.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Chris Johnson.
Yeah, who could forget the running back for the Tennessee Titans?
Well, he wasn't a running back, obviously. He was a rim running big.
Like, if you give me the opportunity to get my last name on a jersey,
OSU
I will.
OSU great Steve Johnson.
Did he ever play for the Blazers?
Yes, he did.
What year was that?
Well, Dirt wasn't alive.
It's a while ago.
Do they sell those anywhere? Are they available online?
We're missing an obvious Johnson here.
Help me out. Can you?
There's got to be one.
I don't think there's ever been one in my adult lifetime. That much I know.
No way.
Like in my jersey buying times. Is there one that am I blanking on? Did I miss one?
This is going to drive me crazy.
You know what? There might have actually been, now that I'm thinking back. Who was the... What was
Armand
the,
Johnson.
Armand Johnson, the point guard from Nevada.
That's who I was thinking of.
What
Armand
year was Armand Johnson.
Johnson
here? Was that like 05?
2010.
God, that was later than I thought.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, fair. Touche.
Keon could have bought Johnson. We've had some Johnsons. Steve Johnson's the best one.
He's the best one, yeah. Well, if I can find one of those jerseys online, I'll go buy it.
Dave Johnson?
Who could forget?
You don't remember Dave?
Big fan of Dave. That's my dad, dude. Played for the Blazers back in the day.
Yeah, Steve Johnson was here 86 through 89.
Okay, well, if they draft a player with Johnson first name or last name tonight.
Well, but what's the...
I'm going to go buy a jersey.
Here matters. Like, Keon Johnson was here in 2022, 2023.
I don't think they ever sold his jersey.
Well, you could... Yeah.
I can customize one. I don't think you can go buy it on the fan shop.
You take Raven Johnson 7th in WNBA draft.
They're selling those jerseys.
They're putting the jersey.
They're available.
They're
now,
jerseys.
Armand Johnson, good throwback. I probably could have... They probably sold that. Was he a second-round pick, Armand?
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'm
going to guess.
Back in our prime.
I would say this, too. Of the two Johnsons, like, Raven might be better, but Flage is definitely going to be one that, like, I think you buy with a lot more confidence of.
Yes.
Will get you more. That'll get you more attention.
Popularity.
Because her popularity spills over it.
Yes.
She's a musician and all sorts of things. Yeah.
So fits right in with Dame. Maybe they could collab on
she's
a new
really
record
popular.
And album.
Yeah.
Yes. Is she really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
And
love
she's
it.
A real. I mean, she's obviously, this goes without saying, she's obviously a great basketball player.
What number does she wear? You know that off the top of your head?
I do not.
Number's important when you're buying a jersey. I want it to be, like, she's not like a 99 person, is she?
No.
Okay. No, I think she had a regular basketball number.
Because I look, like the 11. Red ones, I'm not, the red ones are fine. I like the white Fire jerseys. That's a good look. I still wish they would have gone with a different name, but the white
four.
Ones are a pretty clean look. Oh, four solid. I
number four.
Four.
A four Johnson is pretty good.
Four Johnson.
Yeah.
Four, please.
T-shot, Johnson, four.
There you go.
Yell that a lot. All right, so the WNBA draft is tonight, 4:30 start.
You think you're going to go to a game this summer?
I'm going to try to, yeah.
Now
that we're officially the home of the Fire.
Yeah, three or four games are at home. They get the Sky to open. They have back-to-back games against the Liberty.
The Sky game's going to suck.
My niece is super into basketball. She loves playing. I went to a bunch of her games this year, and so I'll try and grab some tickets for her and the brother and his kiddos and take everybody. That'd be a blast,
Now,
man.
The Liberty game. That's a game to go to.
The Liberty.
I'm
going
to go to a cheap
to
game.
Sabrina picked up Satu Sabale.
We got Ducks teaming up.
Cheap game.
I mean, not the Indiana Fever game or the Liberty game.
Oh, well, internally. I mean,
internally, yeah.
Cheap. I don't know.
Well, I mean, just a more affordable price.
Yeah,
is what I would look for. But
we're the home.
We are. Am I going to have tickets, or are we gobbling all those up? You probably already asked for all of them.
I have not asked
for any.
I think
you and Swag took all the tickets for the entire summer.
Swag's got the hops.
There's none left.
Swag ain't available.
They're all gone.
Buddy,
Swag ain't available. I think the Tonger's out there every night.
The Tonger I could see, definitely.
He's at WNBA games every day.
I could see the Tonger just waltzing in by 9:30 in a Flage Johnson uniform. Like, that's his work outfit.
Hopefully they take somebody with last name Johnson. I'll watch it. I'll tune in. There's nothing else really going on. My baseball team sucks, so why the hell not? Let's watch WNBA draft. It is tonight.
Did you guys lose to the O's?
We lost 2 out of 3, yeah. Cool. Yeah. We suck, dude.
Let me tell you this. It's great to win a series 13-1 on Sunday Night Baseball and then get the tease of next Sunday night. Your team again.
Yeah, you guys are back on next Sunday?
Against the Phillies.
Did you watch Peacock last night?
I did.
Was it on the Peacock?
No, it was on NBC last night.
It was an actual NBC game?
They didn't have any NBA. Uh-huh.
My guy.
Who's your guy?
Andre.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
I do like that they're using the local guys at least to start the season.
They're bringing in the former players for the teams that
they're
doing.
Oh, they're still doing that? Okay.
Yeah. And Andrew Jones was...
Not good.
Okay. I don't know if he talked. Every time they went, they'd be like, CeCe, you're in the dugout. What would you throw here? I'll throw a two-seamer. A four-seam?
Sounds like me working the LSI years ago with Swag. After a couple of minutes, I'm like, dude, I'm not needed here. I'm going to put my microphone up and eat a sandwich.
Swag, between the two of us, who did you think was better on the LSI?
It's color commentator.
Color commentator.
It better
review.
Be you. If it's not you, you got problems.
You jumped in with some things. Dirt looked I don't know where to put my hands.
I'm pretty sure that halfway through the first quarter, I just got up and they had a catering thing. I just got a plate of food.
Into the hospitality
room.
Yeah,
I'm going to go get some food. Brandon Roy's right here. That's pretty cool. It was his year, the year Roy was there.
It's so tough.
Standing 10 feet away.
High school basketball is so tough. There's no media timeout.
There's no break. You're going.
In a 30-second timeout.
Swag's just, he's plowing through all this. I'm like, that's a nice free throw.
Basically, if I needed to take a sip of water or cough or something at that point.
The talking windows are super limited in basketball. Like, I remember thinking of, like, all right, I'm watching. What can I use?
There's no video reviews in high school
no
basketball.
No replays to go back on. Because that's usually what the color guy will do, the replay. Okay, let's see who touched it last.
There's no media timeout, so you're coming back and you got a minute and a half to fill before play resumes.
I can only imagine the tape of you going, Dirt, what are you seeing right there on that last possession by Tualatin?
I got some lasagna in my mouth.
Bologna's underrated.
I'll tell you what, man, this three-peat lasagna is really good.
Got a younger Bill Walton on our high school broadcast here.
Have you ever seen a volcano?
Roll it down, big man.
We've been blowing and going.
All right, well, WNBA draft tonight, excited. Go Portland Fire. The journey begins. Well, not really. It already began, but it takes another step.
I mean, you know, it begins
That's
more.
Big. When's the first game of the year? Sometime early May
9th, right?
May 9th.
Less than a month away.
Yeah.
Training camp's right
I'm
around the corner.
Looking forward to it.
So we got that going for us. Lots to get to in the final hour. We'll start with this question. Does he hit the over or the under next on The Fan?